This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 10th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. As expected, late Monday, a federal arbitrator signed off on a plan to integrate pilot groups from Delta Airlines and recently acquired Northwest into a single seniority list. The milestone was reported in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Among the issues which prevented quick settlement of seniority issues when the merger was first announced, Delta lost many of its senior pilots to retirement ahead of its 2005 bankruptcy filing. That means the Delta Pilot Corps is younger and has fewer hours than colleagues coming in from Northwest, but it also means the Delta Group is likely to be with the company longer, eventually building seniority. While details of the agreement were not released, the Airline Pilots Association has said that pilots will be assured some stability through a provision which preserves assignments of both groups to their separate carriers' wide-body fleets for 5 years. Well, so much for lame duck slot auctions. A U.S. appeals court yesterday blocked the U.S. Department of Transportation's plan to auction off operation slots at LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark Liberty. DOT had scheduled those auctions for January 12th, just 8 days before the end of President Bush's term. DOT believes the auctions would reduce congestion, keep airfares competitive, and increase travel options in the New York aviation market. The U.S. Court of Appeals didn't comment on that claim and also didn't rule on the merits of opposing legal arguments, but simply ruled DOT moved too fast and granted a stay requested last month by the Air Transport Association, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, and Continental Airlines. The stay appears to push off any further move to auction slots sometime into the Obama administration. ATA President Jim May commented, quote, "This is a clear win for passengers as the department was stopped from proceeding with an ideological experiment that would have resulted in higher fares, less service, and a confiscation of airline property," unquote. Piper Aircraft, which got $32 million in local and state incentives to stay and expand in Vero Beach, Florida, has started terminating employees and is not revealing how deep the cuts will be. The Treasure Coast Palm talked to Janet Mabry, an aircraft mechanic with just over 3 years completed at Piper. She says her last performance review earned her a raise last month, but last week she says she was told her position has been eliminated and that it's not temporary. Piper also confirmed last week that it will shut down operations for 3 weeks and that reduced hours for employees may continue through the first quarter of 2009. The company has declined to comment on how many positions have been eliminated, but Mabry says it's about 20. Company spokesman Mark Miller would say only, quote, "It is Piper's long-standing policy not to release specific information regarding employees or details about operations. Piper is not immune to the deteriorating global economy, and we have adjusted our work schedules and staffing levels to this reality. Piper's efforts are designed to preserve as many jobs and associated benefits as possible, as well as position ourselves to emerge from this downturn as a stronger company," unquote. Under terms of its financial incentive package, Piper has agreed to build the Piper Jet in Vero Beach and must document the creation of 152 new jobs by the end of this month to receive its next installment of the economic development funds. There is a clause allowing Piper to push that deadline back a year, but invoking it would also delay receipt of additional funds by a year. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Airbus will beat Boeing handily in the 2008 sales race. Sukhoi announces its first Asian customer for the Superjet 100. And Brazil certifies the Embraer Phenom 100. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, EAA's Earl Lawrence joins me to discuss a Nevada county's attempt to ban experimentals, flight training, and certain other operations from the county airport. And if you haven't gotten around to it, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.